One of the ways God moves us forward in grief is by reminding us of His providence. God's providential working in the world is to give the believer hope. 1 Samuel chapter 16 begins the way chapter 15 ends. We don't really know how much time has passed between the two chapters, but Samuel is grieving still over Saul. And we understand this, don't we? I mean, Samuel is not grieving here because his favorite football team has lost a game or because he couldn't get that new pair of shoes. He is sorrowful over what Saul has done, what Saul has become. He's grieving over the rudderless state of Israel at this time. She is off course, and her future is not bright in the eyes of Samuel. The king project has turned out to be a failure, and Samuel does not know how it can be repaired or what the future looks like. Let me step in the middle of this and ask ourselves a question. Do we ever mourn like this over the condition of our churches? Do you mourn over the unbelief in the church? Do you mourn over the triteness or the triviality that is displayed perhaps in your own life or in other people's life when it comes to the things of God? The word grieve here means to lament, and the idea is to pour out your heart and soul in anguish. Do you care? Are you concerned when people just stop showing up? Does it hurt your heart when you see people going downhill spiritually? Do you lament? God is going to tell Samuel that the season to mourn must come to an end, but perhaps we haven't even started. As you pray today, please remember Danny Ballard, our missionary in the Philippines, and also remember the Quechua Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Zambia and Malawi.